Welcome, Sea Changers. It's good to have you here this morning. How are we all doing? Give us a wave. We here. Can you hear me all good? It's very good. It's good to be here. Josh and Tommy are going to be leading us in worship this morning, which is fantastic. Got Brett here, Pastor Brett White, lead pastor, sharing this morning, which is awesome. So really excited about just the opportunity to be together. Pretty excited too. If you didn't receive a bit of the update about what we're doing moving forward, we're planning to meet together in the car park at Janelli in 2 weeks' time. So next week will be our last Zoom church. Praise Jesus. even though it's been great, it's great to sit under God's word. It's great to encourage each other. So I do enjoy these times together. I was just reflecting. I wanted to start by reflecting on a scripture this morning, just from Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. And it says this: "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." I was just reflecting on that bit in verse 29 where Jesus says to us, "Take my yoke upon you." Often we think about a yoke being a burdensome thing, but Jesus is telling us to take his yoke upon us. And his yoke in that passage is, he explains there, is gentleness and humility. They're the two things he says, take these yokes upon you, gentleness and humility. And gentleness simply means, I suppose, a soft heart. And so as we approach this morning, that we would, if we're going to enter rest and enter into his rest this morning, that we would come with a soft heart, that we would take on that yoke of a soft heart. The other thing is humility. And as I was thinking about this, if pride comes before a fall, and I was thinking about if humility, if pride falls us out of connection with God, then humility falls us into connection with God. And so I just want to encourage us this morning as I pray that we would enter into his rest, that we would come to him, that we would take on that yoke of gentleness and humility this morning. So let's just pray together. Jesus, thank you so much for the opportunity we have to be together. And Lord, if maybe we've got hard hearts this morning, maybe our hearts aren't so gentle this morning for different reasons, I pray the Spirit, your Holy Spirit, would just refresh us this morning and fall upon us in such a way that we would just receive that gift of gentleness this morning, and that we would, yeah, really enjoy the time that we get together. And that sense of humility too, Lord, we want to fall into your presence. That we want to stay low in our posture. And we just pray, Lord, for those two things. We thank you that you're inviting us into a place of rest and restoration. And I pray that as we receive those two things and we go on this journey of restoring all things in our hearts, our minds, and our bodies, that as you invite us into that place, that we would just have a sense of expectation and desire this morning. So just bless us this morning. Lord, if those of us, there's some of us, Lord, that are feeling unwell this morning physically, Lord, I just pray healing upon your body in the name of Jesus. And we just declare just that your whole body will be restored. And we just believe for great healing upon you. And if your heart is unwell or your mind is unwell, we pray for healing in those areas too, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. We invite your Holy Spirit to come, and we receive. We posture ourselves towards your presence, and we just pray that we would really experience just a powerful encounter with you that would bring great change in our hearts and lives today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, thanks Josh, thanks Tommy to lead us in some worship this morning. Let's just fix our eyes on Jesus. Let's incline our hearts towards him. Let's be gentle towards him as we come into a time of worship together.
Leading this morning, put out, just allow him to do what he wants to do this morning. Just before we go, I would just love someone to just lead us in with prayer. That'd be really beautiful this morning. I was wondering, Rochelle, would you mind jumping on and just praying for us as we go in? And that'd be awesome.
Sure. Lord, you are such a great and beautiful God. You have done so much for us through your Son and through your Holy Spirit. We love you and we gather in your name this morning and pray that we can lift you up and lift your name on high, Lord, and be encouraged and be filled with your Spirit this morning. Amen.
To glory. around me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated by the power of your name. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated by the one who has conquered.
Thank you.
amazing, Jesus, and we just our desire is that our hearts would just the greatest desire of our hearts would be you, Jesus, each and every day, and that it would consume us, and that it would direct us in all of our decisions and all of our understanding of who we are, God. We just ask that you would continue to just increase our desire for you this morning. And I just pray that our church would just be consumed by a desire for you, God, that we would just want you and you alone more and more, none but you, Jesus. We love you this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Josh, Tommy. It's great to be here with you all. So good morning. And looking forward to just sharing a few thoughts God's put on my heart to share with you this morning. It's a great opportunity, but definitely looking forward to being back live in the room with people, worshiping together, celebrating all the goodness of who God is in our journey. So, I want to talk a little bit about the favor of God. And it's, I guess, something that for me personally in this season has been something that I've personally been wrestling with a little bit, and just trying to, you know, sort of unpack what does it mean to walk in the favor of God. And I just want to share some of the thoughts that I've had in my own personal journey, but also some of the things I feel like God has just really laid on my heart to encourage you with, because I do think that this word is good news. And so that's a good thing, right? We like to bring good news. So I think there's been many times in my own personal journey, if I want to be totally honest and vulnerable with you all, where I have felt like I deserved God's favor. I deserved that miracle, or I deserved that breakthrough, or that blessing, that provision, that response. You know, I looked at my life and I go, I've been faithful, I've been fruitful, I've sacrificed, I've followed Jesus, I've denied myself, I've been obedient, and then wrestled with why I haven't got what I felt I deserved. And if I'm honest, at times that has left me feeling a little bit disappointed or annoyed, frustrated, and even angry that the favor that I felt I deserved didn't come. I don't know if anyone else has felt like that in their own journeys. And, you know, when I look back at my journey of faith, made a commitment to follow Jesus when I was 14, so 40 years ago plus. And in that journey, you know, through the development of my faith and understanding of who God is and whose I am, for me, a big part of understanding the favor of God has been that I've felt like at times I've really deserved God's favor because of what I've done. It's interesting from a biblical perspective. It appears like to be quite a different way that God's favor works before and after Jesus. Right up into Mary, the mother of Jesus, people found God's favor. The angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." I kind of find that a really interesting language to put around the favor of God, finding the favor of God. In Exodus 33, we see that Moses found it. The Lord said to Moses, "This very thing that you have spoken, I will do, because you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." You know, Caleb and Joshua found it. Ruth found it in Ruth 2, verse 13. It says, "Then she said, I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, for you have comforted me and spoken kindly to your servant, though I am not one of your servants." Samuel found it. According to Acts 7, King David found it. You know, in verses 45 and 46, it says, "So it was until the days of David who found favor in the sight of God." You know, so I see these moments in the lives of, you know, prominent leaders of faith in the Old Testament where they found favor. They found God's favor. And I do, as I said, I find that kind of like an interesting way of looking at it. So I kind of asked myself that question, you know, so how do you find God's favor? You know, is it, you know, something that, you know, we kind of stumble across, we find this hidden treasure, oh, I found God's favor. Is it something that finds us? And I think, you know, for me, in my own journey, I've often kind of tried or strived to find myself in God's favor, you know, to do the right thing, to pray harder or longer, or tick the boxes of what mankind has made it, you know, the things that we need to do to be a good Christian. And so it's been something that I've wrestled with in different ways and at different depths over my own personal journey as a follower of Jesus and a leader in his church. But what I found in the New Testament context, you know, after, you know, the birth, death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus, that this idea that, you know, what I do will qualify me for the favor of God doesn't seem to exist anymore. In a sense, faithfulness doesn't equal favor. You know, if I am faithful, then I will receive favor, blessing, breakthrough, or provision. You know, striving to achieve, accomplish, compete, or deliver to acquire God's favor. You know, and as I said, there's been a lot of times in my own journey where that's been me, you know, trying to earn it, you know, trying to deserve it, trying to acquire it, hoping that I would find God's favor or somehow God's favor would find me. And I guess if I was to kind of summarize, you know, these thoughts this morning, it would be in these words. You know, we don't find or earn God's favor by being faithful, fruitful, or even spiritual fanatics. And that is really good news, because we receive God's favor by being family. To me, it's a massive difference. And I just want to read to you from Romans 8, 14 to 16. You know, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, sons or daughters of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons and daughters, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Favor is family, being part of the family of God. And that is the highest favor we can ever receive, adoption into God's family with all the blessings, inheritance, and provision that being family brings. It's in his family that we experience forgiveness, grace, acceptance, empowerment, peace, and joy. And we find ourselves walking in the favor of God. Not because we are faithful, but because we are his, walking as his sons and his daughters. And then we choose to be faithful. We choose to be fruitful because we are family, because that's what genuine family do. They make a decision to choose to be faithful, to choose to be fruitful, because we are already in the family and the favor of our God. It's not something that we have to earn, because through the grace of God and through the sacrifice of his son Jesus actually opened up a doorway for us to enter into the family and the favor of God. And we live in that space. You know, I love the way the Passion Translation, you know, adds its flavor to that text out of Romans 8, verses 15 to 16. And this is what it says. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. But you have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God. And you will never feel orphaned, for as he rises up within us, our spirits join him in saying the words of tender affection, beloved Father. For the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as he whispers into our innermost beings, you are God's beloved child. That is the beauty of favor, to walk in, to live in the favor of our God. You know, we don't find or earn God's favor by being faithful, fruitful, or even spiritual fanatics. And that is really good news. We receive God's favor by being family. Let me pray for you this morning. God, I just thank you so much that you have called us your sons and daughters and invited us in to the family of God, where we experience all the favor that it means to be family. We just acknowledge that you are a loving, gracious, beautiful Father that loves us, adores us, cherishes us. And I pray that our response to your love, our response to being adopted in to the family of God, would be a life of faithfulness and fruitfulness for the kingdom of God. And I pray your blessing on each person here this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Bretto. It's great. Let's just take a moment to respond. Maybe there's something that Brett said this morning that you'd like to share, maybe a challenge or maybe even just a reminder that you'd like to share to encourage. So if you've got something to say, just unmute yourself and just let's just reflect back to Brett, but also to each other about some of the learnings and some of the affirmations, some of the challenges maybe that happened this morning. I think the thing for me, just in light of the fact that, you know, we have adopted children, I'm confident that they receive my favor because they're part of my family, not because they, you know, going to do things for me or behave a certain way. That's part of their inheritance of being with us. And so, yeah, that was just something that I thought, yeah, that is so true. And that is such a good reminder. Because I am his, I receive all that he has for me. So it's good.
I was reading this morning and the Lord took me to 1 John and I was really taken by the fact that he talks about we, everything that we this, if we confess, if we, and it was just that whole, like, we're meant to be family, just what you were saying, Bredo, we are family. And it's just, I guess the whole COVID thing is, and being separated is even brought it out even so stronger to me. Family is always the deepest thing other than love for the Father in Ali and I, our hearts. And church is always family. And this is just screaming out that we, you know, we've been apart, but when we get back together again, it will be so important because we don't do faith really individually. Or we do. That's the paradox. We still got to do it individually, but we do it collectively. And that's what God's designed. And once again, I was just so taken by the fact that we need each other to grow and to, you know, like iron sharpens iron, and we encourage each other and we bless each other. And when we're apart and we're singular, it just ain't the same, you know, like we're easy to pick off, but we come together as a family and we are stronger together.
Mm. That's good, Anthony. I think often one of the things that we do is that we see God's favor when we're in family. Often when you're an individual, you don't always see it, but when we do the we thing and we come together as family and we see God's favor working and in and through us in a family environment. And yeah, that's really, it's a great point. Thank you. Don't be shy. Shoot from the hip.
I find it quite difficult. In fact, yesterday I was with a friend who went through one trouble after another. How would you see or be able to say, where's God's favor here?
Mm.
But now, in this last year, she just feels God's favor in so many ways. But my question is, how do you minister to someone that's going through one problem after another in a season to find that favor there?
I think it's a great question. I think we all wrestle with that question at sometimes, right? Whether that's with someone that we know and love who's, you know, a Jesus follower, has been faithful, and is going through a really, really tough season and things aren't going right for them, and or in our own lives, you know, when we're going through a tough season or challenges and setbacks and things aren't going well for us. And I know that for me personally, I've had that, God, where is your favor? And I think the simplicity of, you know, the message that I felt God laid on my heart for this morning is all around, you know, God's favor doesn't necessarily equate to solving all of my problems or, you know, changing my circumstances or, you know, giving me the things that I think I need. But God's favor is about his presence being with us in that. And that's the beauty of what it means to be a part of the family of God, because that's where we get all that. You know, God is in that moment, his strength, his patience, his hope, you know, the resilience and confidence that we can have in the family of God, that it actually empowers us and strengthens us to get through what it is that we or other people need to get through. And, you know, I would love it, you know, when I pray for someone, if in that moment God changed their circumstances, you know, God gave them what they needed. And sometimes God does do that. But it's not how God works all the time, because I feel God knows not just, you know, we pray often what we want, whereas God knows what we need, that's going to, you know, empower, strengthen, build our character. And he is with us because he is our Heavenly Father and we are family. And so I think to me, that's the most incredible promise and the most incredible piece of favor that we can walk in is that God is my Heavenly Father and he is with me regardless of how my life looks to myself or to the world.
Yeah, I think that's something that we have to have it, a belief in it, no matter how difficult we go through that season. Thank you, Brett.
It's good. Thank you. Thank you, Donna, for the question. It's great.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I reckon that's a really good question too, Donna, and appreciate the answer too, Brett. And as you're answering, I look down at the people that you talked about in the message, and you know, like Mary, Moses, Caleb, Joshua, Ruth, Samuel, King David, none of them had it easy, and yet God was with them, and they found favor. And even that whole thing makes me think about, you know, Mary being told that she's found favor with God, and then she's been given this amazing assignment, which she would have known all of the social stigma and rejection and challenge that came with, you know, potentially with being that person. Right. And yet that was favor.
Mm,
so good. That's really helpful. Thank you. Good on you, Donna. Good question.
You know, you can also look at the life of Jesus, because even as a young fella, you know, the word tells us that he found favor, you know, in the eyes of man and in the eyes of God. And what that favor looked like for him was a journey to the cross. You know, so, you know, sometimes I think we misinterpret what it means to walk in the favor of God, because we want it to mean that my life is easy you know, that I am, you know, rich and famous and well off and have all the things that I kind of feel I need to have. But let's be honest, that a life walking in relationship in the favor of God is a life where we deny ourselves, take up our cross daily and follow Jesus.
Yeah, it's good. And thanks, Kev. Great, great reflection too. It was good. Well, that's good. Well, thank you, everyone. And really some stuff that we probably should be reflecting on and just praying over. Some really great challenges there and encouragements too for us, you know, as we walk in our journey with God. And I just want to say, you know, like it is a wrestle, and our greatest gift is Jesus himself. You know, he came that we would experience life and life more abundantly. He came to overcome sin and Satan and death. And so when sin is at your doorstep, he gives us his spirit as a gift. And, you know, we found favor in God because he, you know, we did not choose him, but he chose us, you know. And so there is great favor before all of us, you know, when it comes to the way God sees you and me, even today, even though it's not a feeling, but it's a truth that we believe, you know, as Donna said, and that we take hold of because of the fact that Jesus gave his life for us so that we could live. And that is the gift, even in the midst of our challenge, that he gives us the power to overcome all things, you know, through the power of his spirit. And that is a gift of his favor at work within our life, his empowering presence. So, let's just lean into him and lean into what God is doing in and through our life at this time. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate everyone taking the time to be here. We're going to hang around, me and Tam, and if you would like some prayer this morning, some ministry, you know, if you've just got any questions or just something you want to talk about, we're happy to pray for you and to sit with you and be with you. Otherwise, have a fantastic day. And thanks, Brett, for sharing. You know, it was a great conversation, some great truth there. We thank you for that. Thank you for spending some time with us. I look forward to seeing everyone very soon. Otherwise, if you're not going to hang around, have an amazing day, and we'll catch you soon. God bless you.